This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Behind the curtain of live broadcasting. Marty, this was yet another moment where I was unprepared for the return to the airwaves, just like last night.
We just have a big clock on our screen that tells us when we're coming back.
Yeah, but the problem is we all live in a world with multiple tabs.
Yes, and then we kind of do research and we forget that, oh, we're in commercial break and it's coming up.
So last night.
Yeah, you want to go around the league last night a little bit? Because there's 12
no,
games.
No, I want to tell people how unprepared or caught off guard I was.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Let's tell the behind the scenes of what happened pregame.
Anybody that goes to the game that, you know, has the opportunity to interact with it, like, it's amazing. Like, we love chatting with people. But they see where we are, what we're doing, when we're going through rehearsal, and the timing of everything, right? And usually we get through our rehearsal around like 10 after 6. And then for me, it's just kind of frantically dotting some I's and T's and being ready for the bottom of the hour at 6:30. And I had just told you less than 10 minutes earlier that my routine yesterday was off, like for the best reason. I was, you know, spending a mid-afternoon lunch with my daughter and like just enjoying the day, right? But then when I got to the rink, I was realizing like, I haven't prepared the same way and everything felt off. And so my head was so far down in preparation that I didn't tell you this, but like when the players came onto the ice.
For warm up. Yeah.
And warm up began, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, is this like a rehearsal or something?
And because you.
And then I looked at the clock and it was past 6:29. And yeah. I'm like, are we on? Like, and then I hear Joe in my ear, like 30 seconds. And I'm like, oh my.
What are we talking about?
What am I going to say?
What are we doing?
Not that you don't know that, you know, kind of obviously you've just been through rehearsal at some point in the last hour. So you kind of know what's going. But I was just like, holy cow, did that ever sneak up on me? And then you proceeded to tell me about your lack of readiness as well.
Dude, yours, at least you had your equipment on. And if worse comes to worse, they would have said, cue, Duffer, cue. And you would have been like, well, Sabres are playing an NHL team tonight. No, no, wait, where is it? Anaheim. And yes, it is here in Buffalo. And welcome in. Like, you would have at least been able to have said something on the air.
I faked it for over 30 years is what you're saying. I would have figured it out. Yes.
I saw your reaction when, because our backs are turned to the ice. So when the players take the ice, there's a big horn and the music starts. And you know that warm up is starting because we're just about to go on the air. We're usually with our backs turned. I looked over to you. You kind of gave me the stare like, oh my gosh, like they're on the ice. Warm up has started. Like, you had that little bit of panic in you, which was so funny. I'm feeling really good. I'm standing there like, hey, I'm prepared. I know what we're doing. We have a special guest in the second segment. I already know what we're going to talk about. I'm all good. You start talking. Welcome in, Sabres Night. And I realize something's not right. I'm missing something. I didn't have my microphone on. I had put it, like, I had my earpiece in, and I was listening, but I had put the microphone off to the side when I put my jacket on because I didn't want to get all tangled. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, something's not right, like, last second. And while we're showing Tage Thompson with his 24 goals at even strength, third in the National Hockey League, I'm putting my mic on over my ears, the whole thing. And I hope the guys in the truck, like our crew that's in the control room truck or whatever, mm-hmm. notice how frantic I was trying to put it all on. But that's how it started. I thought I was so ready. And it's like that dream where everybody that has played sport have had that dream. If it is baseball or hockey or basketball or football, where you're like, the game's about to start, but you can't seem to be able to get to the field or get to the ice because your skates are breaking up, your pads are not, you can't find your mask or your mm-hmm. helmet, or like there's always that dream that you can't get there. I felt so prepared, but it was like the dream. I almost didn't get to the broadcast because I didn't have my microphone on.
The nightmare more than a dream, right?
Up in a sweat. I'll tell you this. Yes. Uh-huh. I've had that nightmare multiple times for multiple reasons. And I can still vividly remember some of those reasons why I didn't make it on the ice. Like, okay, Marty, warm up. Let's go. And mm-hmm. I opened the door and it's outside. And I'm like, how do we get to the ice? And I opened a bunch of doors and there's no ice. There's no arena. It's like a locker room outside. Like, it's just so weird.
We have now lowered the bar for producer Jeff as to how we will deliver from studio tomorrow night in our road pregame show against Carolina. I can't wait. This is amazing. So,
if that was Rob Ray, he'd be blaming everybody else, right? Like, he blames right. everybody taking the puck to the face and all of that. Mm-hmm. And only Razor would have this happen. He takes a puck to the face, right? So he's got to pay attention. He's in between the benches. So now we make this big thing about how he's going to be sitting at 300 level because he's as far away from the ice. And then he's saying, I'm hungry. Somebody better bring me food. So what do we all do? I brought him food. Sports services brought him food. Fans brought him food. Like, he won. He won the night by himself because he was getting so much food in the 300 level that, he had an extra dinner, let's just say.
He's a former Amerik. The Americs are in action tonight at home in a big matchup against Wilkes-Barre. They will not have Brett Murray due to illness. Devon Levi will start. He's the reigning AHL Player of the Week. He's coming off consecutive shutouts. And the Americs are trying to improve to 11-2 in their last 13. They're up against a Wilkes-Barre team that soundly won in the first meeting this year between the two of them. So if you're, again, have the opportunity, I would encourage you to get to Blue Cross Arena tonight in Rochester to see this one unfold. They've got this one and one more in the month of February, which has been so good for them so far. We documented in great detail over the course of the weekend how the teddy bear toss unfolded in the shootout win against Toronto. So again, Amerks in action tonight against Wilkes-Barre. Last night was busy, to say the least. A dozen games in the NHL. It's not about the result, obviously, as the Capitals lost. It is for them, but of course, they lost in regulation for the second time in the last 21. But in the loss, where they scored only one goal, of course, it was Alex Ovechkin with his 30th goal of the season. He is now 12 goals shy of breaking the Wayne Gretzky all-time goal-scoring record, and he extended his own record for most 30-goal seasons in NHL history. He is up to 19 of those, and dare I say, counting.
I mean, most players in the National Hockey League would love to play 19 seasons in the NHL. Ovechkin's got 19 years of 30 goals, and two of those years were shortened season, right? There was a COVID shortened season, a lockout mm-hmm. shortened season. So it's amazing. Now, his goal was interesting because I'd have to ask him the question, were you trying to shoot or were you trying to pass to Tom Wilson, who was in front of the net, or did you get caught in between? Because it almost feels like he got caught in between what he wanted to do. The goaltender, Vladar, got caught in between because he was not in a position to make the save. Vladar was great. Here's a key stat. Yesterday, I mentioned that Anaheim was blocking a lot of shots, that Anaheim was second in the National Hockey League in averaging over 17 block shots per game. The Calgary Flames yesterday blocked 29 shots in the game in front of Dan Vladar. Like, that's why they ended up winning 3-1. Vladar was good, but Calgary blocked 29 shots in the game.
I'll try to rapid fire through this and then allow you to highlight which are the biggest stories. Columbus, top five offense in the NHL, was able to win again. They put up six against Dallas. Boston lost for the fourth straight time. They have two wins in the last eight, and they blew a big lead against Toronto and then another smaller lead in the game's final minute, only to lose in overtime. Philadelphia has won three in a row. Pittsburgh's lost four in a row, giving up 22 goals in the process. The Flames, with their two-game winning streak, have started their six-game road trip in fashion where they are, you know, right there for wild card in the West. Tampa's won six in a row. The Oilers have lost four in a row despite Dreisaitl scoring in six straight games. He's got 43 on the year, but their coach, Chris Knobloch, says they are a fragile group right now. Wow.
Yes.
Hard to believe. With the Edmonton Oilers, they've given up 17 goals in the last three games. The Islanders have lost four in a row. The Rangers have won two in a row. Detroit is 9-1-1 in their last 11. After coming back from a 2-0 deficit against Minnesota last night to win the game in regulation 3-2. And Florida has won three of the last four. Sam.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bennett making his typical physical and goal-scoring impact, as he is the reason why Roman Josi is not on the ice today and left the game early. We'll start with Josi and the Bennett play. Immediate reaction when you first saw it.
Immediate reaction I felt was an unfortunate result for Roman Josi. I didn't think it was that bad on the Bennett side. And the reason why I'm saying it is because, first of all, Bennett, if he wanted to, could have crushed him like a full body on Josi. But, and I know this is looking at it after multiple replays, Bennett has to go around Colton Sissons to try to get to where the scrums is in the corner. And I think last second, he kind of changed a little bit of his angle. He made a little bit of a right turn and bumped Josi with the right arm, forearm in the back. It's a bad play. It's a boarding penalty. I don't anticipate any supplemental discipline coming towards Bennett because it's an unfortunate result. Like, it wasn't as forceful as I have seen some of these moments happen in the past.
Okay. Through all the other things that I just mentioned, what really stands out for you right now?
Okay. Patrick Waugh, when talking about Ilya Sorokin last night, he said, it was a weird game. A lot of deflections, a lot of puck bouncing everywhere.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but he did finish by saying, well, he was also, Ilya didn't have a good night. And I have to say this because if I didn't, you guys would all say I'm full of eh. So it was kind of funny because he's like, he knows as a goalie that some nights the puck is not going to bounce your way. But as a coach, you also have to say, well, not his best night. So that was interesting. You talk about Columbus. Kirill Marchenko with two goals last night. He's playing with the jaw protection because he got a broken jaw while sitting on the bench, earlier in the season, and he was unbelievable. And Dallas kept coming back and coming back, and it was a great. But Columbus had a huge PK at the end of the second. They were shorthanded for 4 minutes, and it was a 4-3 game at that moment. Mm-hmm. And they had quick starts. They scored 30 seconds into the first period, a minute into the second period, and 2.5 minutes into the third period. That's how Columbus got themselves going. And what else do I want to talk about? Oh, Toronto. Like, Boston, come on. I get it. Boston's a playoff race right now, but you're up 3-0 in a game at home. That should be lockdown city. They not only allowed Toronto to come back, but Marner, dead tired in overtime. You know, he's like, ah, I'm going to take that breakaway. And I still wonder what Swayman was doing. Maybe Marner came in so slow.
You know exactly what Swayman was doing. It took Marner a little bit of time to catch up to the puck. Swayman initially reacted like, should I go? And then he ended up leaving way too much room for Marner to just deke him, right?
He was flat-footed and just ended up doing the splits, right? Like, for me, it would have been a snow angel because I couldn't do the splits. But, yeah, he was so flat-footed. Marner gave him the shoulder shimmy, though, because Marner's so tired. He's like, I got to give him a move. It was almost a too obvious of a move, and Swayman bit on that move so hard, and he walked around him. Stolarz, look, he hung in there. It wasn't the best of game, but he's still, in my opinion, the guy that Toronto's going to rely upon when they get to the playoffs this year.
Binnington, speaking of goaltenders, 4-0-1 in his last five. The Blues are 3-0-1 in the last four as they threw up a touchdown against Seattle. And I just want to put a bow on Werenski before we break. This was another night where Columbus scored six goals at home. But Zach Werenski's incredible third best in NHL history home point streak by a defenseman ended despite the fact they scored six goals last night. So that means that his streak ends at 22 straight home games where he had a point. He had 41 points over those 22 home games. Unbelievable from the defense position. We're back after this on Sabres Live.